The IT support for healthcare IT has matured over the last few years, and the funding that the economic recovery funds bring to the table really seemed to be the catalyst that the system was waiting for. So I think it's just a great alignment of opportunity to funding.
Does it work both ways? Does an economic recovery package to help healthcare reform then dovetail into healthcare reform helping the overall economy?
Yeah, I believe it's both. Certainly, when you look at the amount of money spent on healthcare, anything that helps reduce that cost and people's concerns about having to hold back money to spend on healthcare helps the economic situation. The widespread use of healthcare IT will create opportunities and jobs, and you know, obviously, people who have jobs spend more money. So I do think it's a cycle where one helps the other.
And yet my sense is that people still don't fully understand how health IT ends up saving money, because even I was watching the Sunday shows and they were sort of, they almost scoff at it about these provisions. Is this something that people still fully understand?
I don't think they probably do fully understand it, but I think there are some very simple examples of how healthcare IT can save money. And one of those examples is that if most of us have more than one physician, we see specialists for specific needs. And a lot of times there are duplicate tests done because the physician doesn't have access to the other physician's results. Having those available electronically would eliminate a lot of that redundancy in testing. So that's a simple one. But if you think about information on your healthcare situation being available at the point of care when you walk in the door, there's a lot of money that can be saved in mistakes, certainly. There's a lot of quality improvements that could be made.
Conflicting prescriptions, for goodness sakes. That in and of itself seems like it would just, help all sorts of people.
Totally agree with that. And I think, you know, if you think about it, you know, my mom has some dementia problems, and when she goes to a physician, he asks her what prescription she's on. Probably not the best, most effective approach.
Right.
So when we talk about things like a smarter healthcare system, we hear a lot of talk about a so-called smarter healthcare system. Does it all hinge upon health IT and getting that technology in place?
I think that's a foundational piece that enables smarter healthcare, but it in itself is not the solution. It is the enabler. So envision a healthcare environment where you could do analytics about the effectiveness of treatment against a large population. Imagine how much quicker effective treatment could be developed and implemented, or watching new drugs implemented for side effects. How much quicker you could do that if you had access to information about all the patients who are on that drug. So I think that smarter healthcare will be enabled by healthcare IT. Without it, with the information in paper and separated into islands in your physician's office, it's very difficult to do smarter healthcare.
So the economic recovery package is going to help because this needs the money to get in motion. But what are some other challenges to building a smart healthcare system? It can't be all about the money.
No, there's a very large cultural shift in the way that care is provided in the country today. I think our practitioners have grown up with a practice where they're paid for certain procedures, and they work in that method because that's how they get paid to work. If the payment methods are reversed and incentives are paid for prevention, that becomes a cost savings in a huge way, because 80% of the cost spent in our healthcare system today is spent on people with multiple chronic care diseases that are preventable.
So it's changing the business model and the mindset.
It is.
And you're going to be talking about a lot of these stuffs on Friday. Is this open to anybody who wants to come down?
It is open to anyone who wants to come down, and it's Friday at the Rayburn Building. and it is about smarter healthcare.